Quick update on the diary. Diary girl called. Our boss told us that we're going to have to pause on reading the diary for now. Just so you know, if you're a person who listens at 7:30 for the diary.
Yeah. And we are in talks with our lawyers, yeah. And that's pretty much all we're really allowed to say at this moment.
We're going to try and keep you informed and in the loop because you're a part of this too. We are going to have this meeting with our lawyer later. We'll discuss how or if we can move forward and all that. But that's pretty much all we can say right now.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we got other things, other business.
Yes, we do. Metro Mistake.
People who are down to have their business aired out.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So today we've got Naomi in Portage Park. Now, Naomi, I understand this, that you want to make it clear that you're not a gold digger, but you wish that your guy spent a little bit more money.
He is so cheap.
Oh, he's cheap.
But, like, not just on me. He should spend money on himself, too.
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, it's not just he's cheap towards other people or towards the person he's dating. He just doesn't spend any money. Is he broke?
It's more like, you know, everything is just weighed out. More than just, like, the one ply of toilet paper kind of cheap. Like, a rule that no name brands are in our house.
Oh.
You can always get it cheaper if you get the Walmart version. And, like, no shade to gray value, but come on.
I get what you're saying. So he's, like, getting Kirkland brand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, Kirkland, that's Costco. What am I even saying?
Yeah, that's one of the great brands. That's different. That's luxury.
The one thing that I would hold steady on
right?
is...
That would be a luxury. Yes.
I would hold steady on the toilet paper thing. I'm not going one ply.
No, come on. Because then you end up using more of it faster. But, okay, is this something that you've told him? Like, is there a reason he's frugal? Because is he trying to save up for something? Or is he just a cheap person?
It's like saving up for the future life. But when, right? He refuses to turn on the AC in the summer because it'll run up the bill. So we're sitting there sweating.
Oh, that's not fun.
Waters down soap.
He waters down, make it
longer.
To make it, pump soap?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? When I was single, did this out of...
necessity?
Because I was too stupid to go buy more soap.
Forget.
Wasn't it a cheap factor? I think it was just that,
Yes.
Yeah. I did not inventory that stuff.
When we'll go out to eat, he'll suggest we split one entree, a drink, and water.
Okay, that's problematic. We're not splitting an entree.
And also, you can't save yourself into being rich. Like that's not how it works. You can't save so much money that one day you'll be rich. It's just like...
If you save money, you'll have more money.
But, I mean, how much
But, yeah, if it's to a point where it's a detriment...
But you've been with him a while. This didn't bother you for the time that you've been.
It didn't bother me so much at first, but, like, last week, that was the final straw. It was my birthday. He told me, we have a surprise dinner planned. Okay, I got excited. Finally going to do something nice. We get there. It's a restaurant during happy hour. Mm-hmm. He made us order before 6:30 to get half off appetizers.
Okay.
And then he pulls out a coupon, a printed coupon for my birthday dinner.
That's rough. You know
mortified.
What? That's... So my mother-in-law just had her birthday, and her boyfriend took her to dinner with a gift card. Like, you're 80 years old? Don't whip out a gift card.
No.
Coupon, not at a birthday dinner.
The thing is, there's nothing wrong with needing a coupon or using a coupon if you're like, hey, you know what? I got a gift card for this. Like, let me bust it out. But this was a moment where he said, I've got something special for you. This is your day. And because he saves so much, and again, you've said that he can afford a different lifestyle. He chooses not to.
Yes, like he is so good with money and like just so many other pros. Goes to therapy, he's great in the bedroom. He just says, like, for now, we need to be this way while we build the life that we want.
But when does that life get here?
Yeah, when does he let up on that? And
yes.
You know, because I do respect being frugal if it's beneficial. And I do respect somebody who doesn't just, you know, spend money everywhere.
Right.
But I think there's lines. Like, you want a little bit of comfort. You want that two-ply toilet paper. You want to maybe go out to dinner and not have to agree on an entree, you know, and split it. Can this relationship be a match? I want to know, is there anybody listening who's been down this road? 877-591-9696. Or is this a mistake? Like, you know, this is just kind of who he is. Is it possible that the guy's too cheap? I don't know. To me, it seems like there are some corrections that could maybe be made.
It's also a thing about, like, matching lifestyles, because it sounds like you've been so patient with him trying to achieve the life that he wants. But at a certain point, it's like, okay, then go find yourself another girl that's also going to be okay with using two squares of toilet paper.
Yeah, Carla, you make a very good point. Is it a different... Are they just different people in that way? And would it be hard to find somebody who is, like, down for that? I don't know. 877-591-9696. We need to hear from the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Naomi in Portage Park wants to know if her relationship is a match or mistake, because essentially the guy's cheap. He buys one ply toilet paper. They split dinners so that he doesn't have to buy two entrees. He brought a coupon to her special surprise birthday dinner.
And again, not out of necessity, out of choice to save.
Right. So,
because we're not judging if you need a coupon.
Right, yeah. Can this be a match, or are they just too different in this way? Is it a mistake? 877-591-9696. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog's Mega Minute is our trivia game. It's coming up at 8:40 for your chance to win $1,000 as we kick off the week.
Yes, if you want to win $1,000 and you've got 60 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Maybe like 70 seconds, because we talked to you a little before.
That's true. Today could be a great Monday for you. Right now, though, it's Match or Mistake with Naomi in Portage Park, who is dating this guy, and, you know, she says basically he's cheap. He's extraordinarily frugal, to a point where he gets, like, one-ply toilet paper.
Right.
No thank you.
And the thing is, like, and no shade if that's, like, something that you're doing, if you have a goal that you're saving up for. It's just not really aligning for her, because she had a birthday, and he was like, let's still... frugal on your birthday.
And
she's
that
like,
sucks.
He makes money. He's just saving it.
Doesn't make you feel special. So we want to know, is it a match or a mistake at 877-591-9696. Now, Jack is in Aurora. And you say, no, yo, this is a match, right?
Yeah, I say it's a match.
And what
the simple fact is.
Go ahead.
I'm going through the same thing that she's going through, but it's my fiance who wants to save the money, and I want to spend the money. And she's getting on me every day about it.
That's funny.
you know how you women are. You know, time, happy Mother's late Mother's Day to all the ladies out there who are listening.
Thank you for that. But so you're the one that wants to spend money. What are some things that she doesn't let you spend money on that you want to spend it on?
Yeah.
Drinking.
Oh, so you're like, let me buy my beer and these lotto tickets. And she's like, no, that's a waste of money. We need this for our future.
You don't cheat, but you have vices.
Right. That's why she got all my credit cards.
That's funny. So she's taking some initiative here. Let me ask you, Jack, what's the most you've ever won in your lottery playing?
$5,000.
All right.
Hey, that's a pretty penny.
How much do you think you spent over the years in lottery tickets?
That's unreasonable.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, that's great insight, and I'm glad at the very least that you can admit it. Appreciate it, Jack, and thank you for calling. Have a great day, all right?
You too.
All right. So, you know,
I love that it's the person who wants to spend the money that's like, this could be a match.
Yeah.
In fact, he's probably doing her a favor.
Yeah. So, Naomi, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you really got to have, you know, simmered on this a little bit. Do you think it's a match, or do you think it's a mistake to continue on in a relationship with somebody who you say is too cheap? At the very least, you know, like... He could probably put together a little bit of a nest egg because he's not blowing all of his money, right?
Right. You feel responsible and financially stable.
That's something. So is it a match or a mistake, do you think? Naomi?
I think it's a match. Mm. I know he has the money, and just right now, we just have to be patient. Like, one day we'll live a better life. Like, at least he doesn't have some crippling debt from gambling.
Yeah, and, you know, there are those couples where, you know, your friend will be like, you know, they just went out and bought a car and didn't even tell me they were going. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're not going to run into things like that with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I need to bide my time. Yeah.
And we've got to give credit where credit's due. At least it seems like you guys have a very financially transparent relationship, because you do know so much about his finances. And, you know, you just got to hang in there, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, maybe you buy the toilet paper, though. Get the two-ply stuff, okay?
Some things we can't compromise on.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Naomi.
Thank you.